Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you. And man, do we feel the support today. We feel the support every week when we get to sit down, take a deep breath, step away from everything, and just talk about stuff we saw on Instagram. What could be a better job?
Consider us your internet hug, powered by your love of us.
It's a virtuous cycle.
It is.
Of digital hugging.
I have never met a more virtuous cycle.
It's not a little creepy, really.
Of totally consensual, socially
totally
distant
consensual
hugging.
Hugging, and that is not a metaphor.
Free hugs. In a world when you can't hug for real. This is the best you got. Sorry. I've got a thing that I'm going out on a limb on this one. I've got a real safe thing. That's probably not a long-term thing. And then I've got a thing where I'm the only one noticing this. I did a search. I didn't see any trends pieces about it, okay. But I'm seeing it. I'm seeing
all
it
right.
Everywhere.
I'm relieved because I was like, what is this thing? But okay.
Silhouette animation is not new. But it's that technique where you see characters as black silhouettes.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're kind of usually kind of flat, moving around, doing things and walking around. I noticed it first on a Korean TV show I was watching called It's Okay Not to Be Okay. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. They're just doing that thing. And I didn't know what it was called at the time. Then I saw it on another movie that was not Korean. Then I saw it on an advertisement recently, on a commercial on TV. And I think it's becoming a stylistic thing that people are using, which is not just silhouette animation, but also like silhouette animation that turns out to be kind of a claymation Coraline looking sort of thing.
Yeah.
Have you not seen this?
So this is like you're thing spotting here. You're like, this is going to become.
I'm going way out. Yeah. I'm going way out on the limb. And
like
I'm saying
when commercials
this is
come
becoming
back.
A thing right now. I am seeing it everywhere. And now that I've mentioned it, Bader Meinhof is going to set in and you're going to start noticing it.
Yep. You basically set this into motion. And
but
now
this
I totally
isn't
am.
One that I can verify by like, oh yeah, The Atlantic did a total thing, you know, right. No, this is early in its days. If I'm right.
I love the Wikipedia thing about it is amazing. This is usually accomplished by backlighting articulated cardboard cutouts. Though other methods exist, it is partially inspired by, but for a number of reasons, technically distinct from shadow play. Which I think is an important note. I think we can all agree that is an important note. And I look forward to this showing up. Where would it show up? Like commercials?
Look for it in commercials. TikToks. That's probably your most obvious place. Probably not TikTok because it's a little harder to do. More produced stuff. Maybe YouTube, but movies and TV shows. You might see it used as little interstitial things. The movie where I saw it used, it was used as a sort of like, meanwhile, blah, 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 to kind of link one segment to another. I could totally see video games doing this, SCW Long. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I see this. Yeah. Okay. All right. You know what? I'm into it. Everyone, begin your thing spotting. Commence thing, operation thing proof.
Feedback at itsathing.me to let us know. When and if you see it.
Have you seen it? Yes. Film historian. It has been a thing. Okay.
And don't forget the claymation aspect of it, too. Like, what I'm seeing
that's
a lot is, like, it looks like silhouette animation, and then it slowly zooms in, and you've got a little depth to the characters going on. But it's usually, like, some kind of spooky-looking thing.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay. Awesome. Great. Love it. And nice and obscure. I'm into it. Mine is less so. Mine is, I think, what you could say, you could probably determine to be like the most poppiest of pop culture things. Like, the like infinite level pop culture, which is the Travis Scott burger.
Oh my God, I saw this too. You're totally right. Yes.
Dude. Okay, so the rapper, Travis Scott, I loaned his name to a meal, a McDonald's meal, a quarter pounder with cheese. It's not, I think it's not even like a new dinner or like new version. It's just a quarter pounder with cheese, but now it's in the Travis Scott box, which comes with Sprite and fries. Did you guys see the end barbecue sauce? Have you seen the Black Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's sponsored by Sprite. And it's like, I don't know why we're the black soda, but we are. and so then double whammy of hilarious. The Travis Scott meal at McDonald's is A, so popular that it has caused a shortage of like burger stuff. And McDonald's is running out of burgers because the Travis Scott meal, previously known as the quarter pounder with cheese meal, is so popular. And then it is, it's like a TikTok meme machine.
McDonald's said in a statement, quote, "It's been so lit, some of our restaurants have temporarily sold out of some of the ingredients in the meal."
I mean, guys. So apparently lit came from Travis Scott, which I also didn't know. But yeah, he's the guy who made it totally popular too. Yeah. It, like in his commercial, he's literally like, "And I got my Sprite. It's lit." And that's it. And that's all it takes. That is all it takes for the most popular thing in the entire world. A whole bunch of memes on TikTok. There, it's funny because there's an article from a UK paper that's sort of like, oh, it blew up after it became a meme on TikTok, which is just people, I don't know, like, it, you know, talking about it, trying it. It's kind of, it's actually, you could argue that it's in the vein or in the same family as the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, sit down, Popeye's chicken sandwich. Your reign is over.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Travis Why Scott just bother? Took your seat.
Yes.
Move along.
Definitely. And ate your burger.
he ate your lunch. He stirred your shake.
So people apparently just keep, they like go drive through McDonald's and then they start singing Sicko Mode. These are often, the videos are often accompanied by deadpan responses from McDonald's workers.
Yes.
Who have been presumably forced to hear it repeatedly shift after shift. And so anyway, this paper, this London paper is like, it's either popular because it became a meme, or I would argue it became a meme because it's so popular. But either way, it's like literally hard to get.
Oh, yeah. No, this is Popeyes all over again, right? Like,
it totally is.
Who knows how it started? Except at least with the Popeyes spicy chicken, it was a spin on a thing, right? I think they had done spicy chicken before, but they were bringing it back or something. I don't remember exactly, but it was arguably not something that they had had on the menu before. And then it got popular again, even if it was introduced, is what I'm trying to say. This is just the quarter pounder with cheese. It's not even a new thing.
It's not even a new thing.
This has been on the menu since the 80s.
That's what I find so amazing. It's literally just a quarter pounder with cheese, barbecue sauce, and Sprite. That's it. This guy, I mean, I am not the right generation, right? Like, Sicko Mode is a pretty cool song, whatever. I know who Travis Scott is. I'm flabbergasted and amazed at the level of thingitude that this guy apparently inspires, like, no matter what he does.
Well, it didn't hurt that he played the Super Bowl, right?
True.
A lot of people were like, who's Travis Scott? Now know Travis Scott because of that Super Bowl halftime show.
Think how many burgers. I mean, it's McDonald's. Okay, now I understand it's coronavirus and like there's been some beef shortages and beef's gotten more expensive and whatever. It's McDonald's. How many freaking burgers do you have to move to put a dent in the McDonald's supply
chain? Because it's not McDonald's saying we're out of beef in the world. It's saying we can't resupply our impacted restaurants, right?
Like, yeah.
We've got the burgers. We just are selling them way faster than we expected.
Like, that's lit.
As Travis Scott might say, that is lit.
P.S. Something lit. Or as they say on my favorite show, Black AF, Liddy. which like I'm never allowed to use, but I use in text with my brother.
Well, you can use it in that context of saying, yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, this is so good. Is that a picture of him in front of the Downey McDonald's, like the OG McDonald's on this Business Insider story? I think it might be.
That's pretty awesome.
In his like, I don't even know. Is that a Lambo? What is that? Is it a Porsche? I mean, it's a Porsche.
Well, hold on. My pictures are not loading. Honey, that's a Ferrari.
Ferrari. Okay, fine.
You can tell because it has the horse.
Listen, I'm a guy. I don't know anything about cars.
This is the greatest moment of my life. That was awesome. Oh, Tom, you're the best.
My next thing is actually right in line as far as category. Like, this is a thing that's hot right now, no doubt about it. Not as widespread as Travis Scott. Not trying to compare it in that way, but this started September 15th on Twitter, and I love it. I'm picking it because I want us to do it, which is items that you drop when you are killed. This was started by Twitter user Dandy McStebb, who posted a prompt asking Twitter users to post four pictures representing the items they would drop if they were a non-player character that was killed in a video game.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
So it's your personal loot drop.
Yep. Your personal loot drop, as in the things that are the most important to you. And wow, these are funny.
Like the things that would be good. You know, in your bag of holding, you know, because they don't have to be things you always carry on you, but that they are things that are important to you, right?
It's
you
your preciouses.
Yeah. And so they would be your high item loot drop.
You know, this is just the 2020 version of what's in my bag, which is actually hilarious.
Right.
And I'm... Because it used to just sort of be like, here's what's in my purse.
Have to be in your bag, right?
Right.
I mean, totally. I think we're all... I'm surprised and pleased that not all of the people responding have phone. Because if they were being honest, it's phone. Like, every one of these people, right?
But I like that it's like, there's one that I just clicked on. It's basically just like weed and wet wipes and a cold brew. Weed, wet wipes, and a cold brew.
V8.
I want to do perfume. This. Perfume.
I can't tell what that is. Is that snow?
I know. People, this is clever. One is like an electrolyte drink, some bike shorts, bacon-wrapped cheese sticks. Respect. And the Harry Potter series. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Oh my God. I'm going to spend hours on this tonight, distracting myself from the true horror that has emerged even just today.
Uh-huh. I think I was thinking, oh, we'll do this on the show and I'll come up with my four. Now I think I need to put more thought into it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can't, this is creative. I can't
half-ass this. I gotta consider.
Like, this one is like an art goat figurine, an Apple Pen, Prozac, and some herons.
All right. I think I might put levothyroxine in mine.
Yeah. Okay. I got to get serious about item drop.
Pint glass might go in there. I don't know.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Got to think about
it. Someone's got, let's see, Cheez-Its, fishing wire, laser glasses, and a car key. Okay. All right. I'm going to think about this. I really like this, though. This is fun. This is insta meme. Like, not every Twitter prompt is a winner. I think we can agree.
Oh, yeah.
But
this one's fun.
This is a winner.
If Rich maybe can help us remember next week on the bonus episode, the live stream for the Discord, we could maybe talk about our four.
Ooh. Okay. Good idea. Ooh, this is a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
I know. As I was saying it, I was like, gosh, I hope I remember to pick my four by then.
Rich is all bonus content.
Quality bonus content.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like it. All right. Challenge accepted.
All right.
It's a thing.
Let's do it.
Challenge accepted. My next thing is also, it's not only a thing, it's my gift to you. And I really appreciate that the kids these days have such a good scientific knowledge about the brain hormones that make you feel good.
Mm.
Because what I noticed in, I spent this one day with my child where he was just sort of stuck to me like glue. Because, you know, the kids are having a tough time.
Yeah, sure.
And he made me watch roughly 900 TikTok videos in a row. And what I noticed is that a lot of those videos... because we just watched cute ones, have the title or hashtag boost your serotonin. Here's a video guaranteed to boost your serotonin. This video will hashtag boost your serotonin. And it's just feel good. In most of the cases, it's like cute animals or something funny happening that makes you feel happy.
So not oxytocin, serotonin.
No. Yeah, serotonin. They might not have it exactly right, the kids
just
these
checking.
Days.
Yeah.
Yep.
Serotonin, of course, as we all know, is a chemical in the brain linked to depression if it is not available in large enough amounts. And so serotonin reuptake inhibitors are often prescribed to relieve depression.
Exactly.
And I never took Zoloft for more than 2 years. Why would I know that?
Exactly. So are the funny, cute pets of TikTok. Oxytocin would just be like literally make you feel happy, whereas this is sort of make you feel happier, right? Raise your base level with your serotonin. And so because I couldn't
link directly. Are there actual scientific claims or is this just like shorthand for feel-good video?
I mean, one of the reasons that they say social media works on our brains is because it gives you a little, neither of the two hormones we're talking about. It gives you a little
dopamine
hit. Yeah. Exactly. Because the human brain craves newness. And that's why we like refresh. I mean, if you've ever had that feeling where you're just like, I need a new thing to pop up on Instagram or Twitter, like no reason. I just need a little hit. I just need one little hit. I can quit anytime I want. That's that is the dopamine addiction that has been engineered by all of this. So I don't really know if these are indeed. I cannot vouch for the authenticity of the claim
just putting it out there.
Guaranteed to boost your serotonin. I do know that this promise has been made a lot on TikTok, and luckily YouTube has compilations for those of you who don't have TikTok or when TikTok disappears on Sunday or in November. But I will say, I like it. I like it. That was all a really long way of saying, I like it.
Yeah.
And if you just need a moment, you can. This is, by the way, literally my phone just rang and broke through Do Not Disturb, and it's because it's my mom definitely calling me about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. My mom is definitely not okay about this.
She needs to boost her serotonin.
I'm going to send her a link to a bunch of videos to boost her serotonin until I can call her back. Yes.
Now, scientifically, this may not boost your serotonin. We've made that clear. But it will make you feel good because it's puppies.
You will really like it because there are lots of cute animals.
Yeah. If you don't have enough cute animals around, or if you're tired of looking at your own cute animals, here are some more.
Go click on the hashtag boost your serotonin because not only will it make you feel great, it is also a thing.
It is. You know what boosted my serotonin this week? All of your grocery items are available.
Congratulations.
I really felt like I'd won the lottery. I got that text because I'm always prepared for like, okay, do I need to accept the thing? What are we not going to get? I got all of your groceries items are available.
That
I
was is
like, I just won 2020.
Amazing. That is actually amazing.
It's a humble brag for me to say that. I realize. It was kind of an amazing moment. I thought I would share with all of you. All right. Thank you for sharing your emails with us. Feedback at itsathing.me. Tim is wondering if we need to unthing a thing, Molly.
What?
Time for us to rule on whether a thing is over. All right. Now, this relates to the announcement of Apple Fitness Plus this week, which is their exercise thing, kind of like Peloton, right? Except you don't need hardware. Tim writes, the announcement of Apple Fitness Plus, in addition to Peloton and classes on Zoom, cements the thingness of online video group exercise classes. And I have a problem with this, says Tim. It's called Chapter 3 of George Orwell's novel 1984. In this chapter, Winston Smith takes part in an online video group exercise class. That is a brilliant prediction for a book written in 1947 and published in 1948, although he was about 30 years early for its implementation. My problem is that Orwell's novel is a warning to the future about an over-surveilled totalitarian future. I do not get warm and cuddly feelings from Peloton and Apple unironically doing a 1984. That said, I've been working with a personal trainer via Zoom during lockdown and lost weight, so perhaps we have always been at war with East Asia. Big Brother sends his regards, Tim.
Tim, you, sir, are a delight.
Absolutely. I love this email so much.
And really right about all those things, babe.
Peloton, I cannot speak to, even though my wife uses Peloton. I have not found too many good audits of Peloton's privacy practices. They could be fine. I don't know. Apple's pretty good with privacy. Not saying they'll always be or whatever, but they, in this particular case, wouldn't be my first choice for their surveilling your exercise habits and handing them to the government. But it's 2020. Who knows?
I mean,
Zoom, on the other hand, I wouldn't trust farther than I could throw them.
Nope. No way. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what the threat matrix is involved in your exercise routine at this point. I mean, the threat matrix with respect to Apple Plus has always been like, are they going to give it to your insurance company and be like, this dum-dum never gets off her butt.
But the nice thing about Apple is they are very well audited at leaving data on your device, you know, not putting it in the cloud when it doesn't need to.
Of course, totally.
We haven't seen Fitness Plus launch. We can't say anything about that one yet. So Tim may well still be right. Who knows?
Also, look how we just accidentally started a tech podcast. Oops.
What?
Too real.
No, we didn't.
It's too real. Leonardo from Buenos Aires wrote in about a thing. Hey guys, I've been a fan since Buzz Out Loud. Whoop, whoop. I recently found an old iPod Touch with a podcast app that doesn't exist anymore, and I found your podcast from 2013.
Oh, wow.
So I found it online, and now you are together again. I downloaded every episode and got to 61, where you discussed Grumpy Jeep.
Oh, wow.
I had noticed this as a larger trend on new cars. If you look at new cars, especially sports cars like Audis and BMWs, they are all mean-faced now.
Mm.
I also found an article about this very thing, and I think it's a thing. And I am both sad and also love this. And for some reason, Leonardo also writes, by the way, I hate soccer.
I think because he's from Buenos Aires. He's like, I have to make sure you know
he's like,
that.
P.S.
Yeah.
Don't stereotype me in the Brazil way. But also, I think that's totally true. And in fact, as a longtime reader of Car Driver, because I am a dude, I can tell you that they often extol the virtues of the like mean, tough looking, like looks so like growly and awesome. And remember how the new Beetle was just like, it was so happy and had a little smile. And America was like, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. We don't like happy cars right now.
No, yeah. I feel like this is going to send me into a different kind of place. So thank you, Leonardo. Good observation.
On Patreon, Chris sent us a possible kitchen thing. My cousin just posted a question to her friends on Instagram asking for opinions on whether to get a typical double basin sink in her kitchen renovation or switch to the single basin version. Same size overall, but one large basin. Holy smokes, what a response she got. More than 50 folks from near and far, all who had switched to singles and will never go back. I had no idea this was even a thing, and now I want one too.
Yeah, totally.
I'm with you. We moved into this house more than just about almost 2 years ago, exactly, honestly. And it had a double sink, and I was very depressed. I've learned to adapt, and someday we'll remodel the kitchen and replace it. But yeah, I miss the single basin.
The farm sink, as it is sometimes called, is the jam. I think the double basin is a relic of a time before dishwashers in some ways. Because if you think about it, you put everything in the dishwasher now.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't need to, what you used to do was fill one side of the sink with water to wash your dishes. And now you just don't do, I mean, I wash like one to two things, like I wash the pans and the knives.
Yeah.
The things that don't go in the dishwasher, despite
honestly,
what my boyfriend tries to do.
That's what we do with the second basin is we just put a rack in there and whatever we're not sticking in the dishwasher, you know, we just stick in that rack to dry. That other basin is basically just not getting used.
Yeah, totally. Same. I mean, farm sink for the win. Actually, and good call.
And yeah, Paul, and if you don't have a dishwasher, I guess the double basin might still work for you.
I know, actually. Yeah, right in. Do you use it in the dishwashing way? Tell us feedback@itsathing.me. We're just going to say the email address a bunch so that we keep getting your emails.
We'll still
it's
get an email from someone asking us what the email address is somehow.
Well, that's probably true. That does happen. Paul wrote in with things from Canada, or at least Toronto. And this is hilarious because it directly echoes SCW Lung in the Discord, who says, Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich arrived in Canada on Monday, tried it on Tuesday, and don't know what the big deal is. I don't think you got the right one. I think they screwed it up for you. I'm sorry. You didn't get the right to Popeyes in Canada.
You probably got the Canadian version.
Two, and also as a nod to Canada and Letterkenny, can confirm.
I'm sorry, SCW Lung goes, yeah, it's nicer It's nicer.
Exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't punch you in the face like
right,
it should.
Right.
Spicy.
It's not a mean face.
Patio heaters, writes Paul, are out of stock everywhere. Ah. Can confirm. Between restaurants trying to extend the patio season and homeowners not wanting to be cooped up inside. Hilarious. And then three, waffle towels. Been getting a lot of ads and Instagrams about people ordering these. They look comfy. Hold on.
I believe if by waffle towel, he means towels that have kind of a waffle pattern to the weave.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We have some of these, and they are wonderful because the whole idea with them, and this is, we bought some foofy hipster brand that was on Instagram that sucked us in with an ad. But the idea is that they actually get softer over time, the more you wash them, instead of like normal towels that get like kind of hard and rough.
Yep. Hold on. I found a link to a this is a full on thing spot because I found a link to a CNN story from 8 days ago saying that these Japanese inspired waffle towels are the new hotness.
Nailed it.
There it is.
Onsen is the hipster brand.
Onsen.
We have. And they're great. I love them.
Oh, Onsen is what the CNN story is about.
Oh,
Tom,
we were ahead of that.
When you buy towels, you have to put them in the rundown.
We bought them 2 years ago.
Oh, because you guys are way ahead of the game.
Well, Eileen is anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's amazing. I'm going to get them. Thank you, everyone, for all of your feedback. Your incredible feedback at itsathing.me. Thanks for supporting the show. And now is the part of the show where we truly escape our troubles in these troubled times because it's time for shout outs.
Shout outs this week, as created by our producer, Rich, in the way Rich only can, are based on Olympic slogans, as in the Olympic Games.
Here we go. Kevin Sill. God, I wish we had some soaring music. Kevin Sill, inspire a generation.
With glowing hearts, Jake Woods.
I'll take it. Eric Duncan, passion lives here.
One world, one dream, Gabrielle Cohen.
Brad Sparks, light the fire within.
Coexistence with the nature, Andrew Wyatt.
Louis Saint-Amour, amigos para siempre.
Oh, that's the best one. Hot, cool, yours, Akins.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I did repurpose
Mike
the corporate uplifting music, but I think it kind of worked.
I think it kind of works. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Wow.
So good. I'm telling you, no amount of money is really too much for that kind of shout out. You don't get that. I work on all the podcasts. You don't get that at any other podcast.
That's
the only one.
Is really true. That is really true. Coexistence with the nature. Friends. Oh,
I was so jealous you got to read Louis Saint-Amour's. That's so good.
I almost don't even want the show to end. I really don't. I do not want to go back to the world that is not It's a Thing land.
No,
so
it's a thing.
Thank
Live
you
here
for that,
forever.
Friends.
Yes.
Thank you, folks. For that.
Just put it on repeat. You never have to leave.
You never have to live in the real world. Thank you for listening to It's a Thing. You can, of course, become a member and get access to talking privileges in our Discord. My friend joined today for the first time, and she was like, I can't comment. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you got to pay for that.
Patreon.com/It's a Thing.
And also, in case you didn't hear us say the email address 17 times, feedback@itsathing.me.
Talk to you next week, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Hang in there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.